Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th Canto, Chapter 10, Text 15. Kamam prayayi jahi visravaso vameham.
Kamam prayayi jahi visravaso vameham.
Trailokya ravanam avapnahi veerapatnim.
Trailokya ravanam avapnahi veerapatnim.
Patnihi se tumiya tejasaso vitatehi.
Patnihi se tumiya tejasaso vitatehi.
Gayanti digvijayino jamupetya bhupaha.
Gayanti digvijayino.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada, my Lord, you may use my water as you like. Indeed, you may cross it or go to the abode of Ravana with great source of disturbance, crying for the three walls. He is the son of Visrava, but is condemned like urine. Please go kill him and thus regain your wife Sita Devi. O great hero, although my water presents no impediments to your going to Lanka, please construct a bridge over it to spread your transcendental fame upon seeing the wonderfully uncommon deed of your lordship. All the great heroes and kings in the future will glorify you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is said that a sun and urine emanate from the same source, the genitals. When a son is a devotee or a great learned person, the seminal discharge for begetting a son is successful. But if the son is unqualified, brings no glory to his family, he is no better than urine. Here Ravana is compared to the urine because he was a cause of disturbances to three worlds. Thus the ocean personified wanted him killed by Lord Ramchandra. One feature of the Supreme Personal Godhead, Lord Ramchandra, is omnipotence. The Lord can act without regard to material impediments or inconveniences. But to prove that he is the Supreme Personal Godhead and was not merely advertised as Godhead or elected by popular vote, he constructed a wonderful bridge over the ocean. Nowadays it has become fashionable to create some artificial god who performs non-common activities. A little magic will bewilder a foolish person into selecting an artificial god because he doesn't understand how powerful God is. Lord Ramchandra, however, constructed bridge over the water with stone by making the stone float. This is proof of God's uncommonly wonderful power. Why should someone be accepted as God without displaying extraordinary potency by doing something never to be done by any common man? We accept Lord Ramchandra as the Supreme Personal Godhead because he constructed this bridge. And we accept Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personal Godhead because he lifted Govardhan Hill when he was only 7 years old. We should not accept any rascal as God or an incarnation of God, for God displays special features in his various activities. Therefore, Lord himself says in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma karma antame divyam evam jobiti tattvata tektva deham punarjanma naiti mangeti so Arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities doesn't, leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, Arjuna. The activities of Lord are not common. They are all transcendentally wonderful and not able to be performed by any other living being. The symptoms of Lord's activities are all mentioned in Shastras, and after one understands them, one can accept the Lord as He is. So Ravana here, embodiment of ocean. The ocean assumed a form, offering prayer to Lord Ramchandra, said, "My Lord, you may use my water as you like. Indeed, you may cross it and go to the abode of Ravan, who is the great source of disturbance, crying for the three worlds. He is the son of Visrava, but is condemned like urine. Please go kill him and thus regain your wife Sita Devi, O great hero, although my water presents no impediment to your going to Lanka. Please construct a bridge over it to spread your transcendental fame. Upon seeing this wonderful uncommon deed of your lordship, all the great heroes and kings in future will glorify you." So in Parpasila Prabhupada, it is said that a sun and urine emanate from the same source, the genitals. When a sun is a devotee or a great learned person, the seminal discharge for begetting a son is successful. But if the son is unqualified and brings no glory to his family, he is no better than urine. Putra, mutra. In Sanskrit, son, putra, urine, mutra. Putra, mutra. Putra and mutra come out from the one source, that genitals. Do you understand? So, the Ravana is here compared to urine, mutra. Yes, urine. Because this Ravana, here he says, is the cause of disturbance to three worlds. You are the son of great Brahmana, that is Visrava Rishi, but his activities are not Brahminical activities of great demon, who was a cause of disturbance to three worlds and making the residents of three worlds cry. So it's like urine. He never brings any glory to his family. So it is no better than the urine. A raven is compared to urine because he was cause of disturbance to the three worlds. Ocean personified wanted him killed by Lord Ramchandra. So, you should produce a son, but son should be a dear devotee of the Lord. Krishna Bhakta Vaishnava. Then you will bring glory to the family, glory to the father, mother, and the family. Then his real son, he cannot be said urine, mutra, his real putra. You follow me? If son becomes a Vaishnava, then he'll bring glory to father and mother, glory to the whole family. Once I have said, again I am saying this thing, said, kulam pavitram janani krutartha vasundara sa vasati sadhanya surge sthitastatra pitaropi dhanya jasya suto vaishnava nam loke jasyasti vaishnava putra putrini sa vidhiyate avaishnava sadaputra janani sugari sama. Understand? Jagadish, in this world, whose son is famous as a Vaishnava, so his real son, and he brings so much glory to that family, the family in which he is born. And his parents, his father and mother, all are glorified. Yes, because of such Vaishnava's son. And the mother who has given birth to such a son is a real mother, Janani. Yes, is a real mother. Otherwise, cannot be her mother. Is a real mother. Avaishnava sadaputra janani sukari sama. Mother may be giving birth 100 sons. You understand? But they are not Vaishnavas. Avaishnavas. So she cannot be called mother. Rather a sea hog who produces hundreds of children. All its stool. All its stool. So one may produce, one mother may produce hundreds of children, oh, hundreds of sons, Sada Putra Janani. She is the mother of 100 sons. But what are they? They are all hawks. Like hawks eating stone, they are not Vaishnavas, not devotees. Rather they will bring all, what do you say? Infamy to the family. You understand? So they are like pigs who eat stone. So such a mother is not real mother. But mother who has given birth one son but a Vaishnava is a real mother. When that Vaishnava in the family knows that Vaishnava son is born, the family is glorified, his father, mother, all are glorified, and the place, the part of the world where he resides, that part of the world is glorified. Ancestors, forefathers, those who are in the heaven, they become glorified also. That devaloka, that planet where his forefathers reside, they become glorified. If a son becomes Vaishnava, otherwise it is urine. It is not putra, it is mutra. Like Ravana is mutra, urine. You follow? Mahaprabhu asked that question to Raya Ramananda. When he met Raya Ramananda while touring South India, he asked many questions to Raya Ramananda. Raya Ramananda answered, gave proper answer, suitable answer. So he asked, Kirti Gana Madhye Jiver Kon Bada Kirti? You open that section, Mahaprabhu's conversation with Raya Ramananda Charitamrita Madhya Leela, 8th chapter. You find 8th chapter, you find? Kirti Gana Madhye Jiver Kon Bada Kirti? Krishna Bhakta Valiya Jara Hoi Khyati. Read.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked Ramananda Roy, out of all glorious activities, which is the most glorious? Ramananda Roy replied, that person who is reputed to be the body of Lord Krishna's enjoys the utmost fame and glory.
Yes. Utmost glory. Fame. What is? If he is a Krishna bhakta. If he is a devotee of Krishna. Yes. Even in this material world, one becomes Brahmagya, knows Brahma Tattva, becomes Brahmana, is also famous. Isn't it? He becomes famous. He earns some fame, but better fame, superior fame to it, is one who is a bhakta, is devotee of Vishnu. You follow me? So superior to Vishnu bhakta is one Krishna bhakta. The one who is Krishna bhakta, he achieves this topmost fame. You understand? Supermost fame. That Raya Ramananda said. This Sanskrit verses are there. Garuda Purana, Kalau Bhagavatam Nama Durlabam Naiva Labhyate Brahma Rudra Padat Krishnam Guru Nakadhidam Mama. Yes.
In this age of Kali, the fame of one who is known as a great devotee is very rare.
Very rare.
However,
yes.
Such a position is superior to that of the great demigods like Brahma and Mahadev. This is the opinion of all the spiritual masters.
Yes. Superior to the position of Brahma and Shiva. Yes. Then, Itihasa Samutse Narada Pundarika Sambhade Janmantara Sasresu Jasya Asya Budhiri Drusi Dasvayam Vasudevasya Sarva Lokan Samudharet.
After many, many births, when a person realizes that he is the eternal servant of Vasudev, he can deliver all the world.
Ariyu, Jagadish. Adi Puran, Bhaktan Namanugachanti Muktaya Sudivisaha.
The most exalted position of liberation is given by Vedic knowledge. Everyone follows in the footsteps of the devotee.
Devotee. Brahmanarya Purana. Adyapi cha muni srishtha, brahmadyapi devata, prabhavam na vijananti, vishnu bhakti ratatmanam.
Until now, even the great demigods like Brahma and Lord Shiva did not know the influence of the devotees.
Vishnu Bhakti. Garuda Purana. Brahmananam sasrebhya satrajaji visishyate satrajaji sasrebhya sarva vedanta paraga sarva vedanta vichikutya vishnu bhakto visishyate vaishnavanam sasrebhya ekanteko visishyate ekanti nastu purusa agacchanti paramam padam.
It is said that out of thousands of brahmanas, one who is qualified to perform sacrifices, and out of thousands of such qualified brahmanas, expert in sacrificial offerings, one learned brahmana may have passed beyond all Vedic knowledge. He is considered the best among all these brahmanas. Mm. And yet, out of thousands of such brahmanas who have surpassed Vedic knowledge, one person may be a Vishnu Bhakta, and he is most famous. Out of many thousands of such Vaishnavas, one who is completely fixed in the service of Lord Krishna is most famous. Indeed, a person who is completely devoted to the service of the Lord certainly returns home, back to Godhead.
So one Vishnu Bhakta, Ikantika, one who develops an alert devotion unto Krishna, Ikantika Krishna Bhakta, is superior to thousands of Vishnu Bhaktas. That's the topmost. So Srimad Bhagavata 3.13.4 says, Sutasya punsang sutira samasya namnanjasa subhiritortha tattat gunan sravanam mukunda padaravindam hrudesu jesam.
After much hard labor, a person highly learned in Vedic literature is certainly very famous.
Mm.
However, one who is always hearing and chanting the glories of the lotus feet of Mukunda within his heart is certainly superior.
Certainly superior. Narana Bhuyastava, it is said, Nam Brahmapi Bhuyasam Tad Bhakti Rahito Hare Pai Bhaktastu Kitopi Bhuyasam Janma Janmasu.
I do not aspire to take birth as Brahma. If that Brahma is not a devotee of the Lord, I shall be satisfied simply to take birth as an insect if I am given a chance to remain in the house of a devotee.
Devotee. I don't want to take the bath of a Brahma, as Brahma is not devotee. Rather, I will choose to take bath as an insect or worm in the house of a devotee. You see. Then Skanda Purana, Rudra Bhakya, how Prahlada is the best of Hari Bhaktas. Bhakta eva hi tattvena krishnam janati natvaham sarvesu hari bhaktesu prahlada ti mahattama. Yes. No. Prahlada is the best of Hari Bhaktas. Bhakta eva hi tattvena krishnam janati natvaham sarvesu hari bhaktesu prahlada ti mahattama.
Lord Shiva
said
another keeper.
Yes, Shiva says, yes.
But the devotee of Lord Krishna knows all the truth. Out of all the devotees of Lord Krishna, Prahlada is the greatest.
Yes.
It's not Sanskrit.
Yes. Then, Brihat Bhamana Purana. Sasthi Varsa Sasrani Maya Tattam Tapa Pura Nanda Gopa Vajastrinang Padrenu Palabdhaye Tathapi Namaya Prapta Stasangvai Padrena Baha Nang Sivasya Sesascha Srista Tavi Samakochit.
I underwent meditation and austerities for 60,000 years.
Brahma says, is Brahma's words, huh?
Just to understand the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis.
Just to understand the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis. I underwent very severe state penance for 60,000 years but couldn't.
Still I couldn't.
Yeah.
To say nothing of me, even Lord Shiva, Lord Shesha, and the goddess of fortune Lakshmi could not understand it.
Could not understand what to speak of me, Brahma says. Who are the best? Gopis are the best. Then after gopis, Radharani. Sipped. Adi Purana Bhakya Natadhami Priyatama Brahma Rudrasya Parthiva Nata Lakhmir Nata Narchatma cha jatha gopi jana mama.
Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the goddess of fortune, and even my own self are not as dear to me as the gopis.
Then, of the gopis, yes?
Of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is topmost.
Topmost, yes. Then
Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are the most exalted servitors of Srimati Radharani.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most exalted servitors of Srimati Radharani and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Then
those who are dear to the service, their service, are known as Rupanuga devotees.
Yes.
Chaitanya Chandramrita 127 gives the following statement about Srila Rupa Goswami.
Astaṁ vairāgya kotir bhavatu samadama khyanti maitra adhi koti sattvānu dhyāna kotir bhavatu bhavatu bhava vaiṣṇavi bhakti koti kotyam soapyasyana sattadapi guna gano jah sotasiddhāste śrīman caitanya chandra priyacarana nakajyoti rāmoda bhājāṁ.
Qualities of one engaged in the service of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such as reputation, austerities, penances and knowledge, not to be compared to the good qualities of others. Such is the perfection of a devotee always engaged in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Another dear devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is most famous person, that says. So one may be a great renunciate, you understand? Great renunciate, vairagya. But what is the value of such renunciation if he is not a devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, your father? Even one of the 1 crore of part, you understand? 1 crore part is not, cannot compare to such Gaura Bhakta. If a great renunciate without Gaura Bhakti, you understand my language? He may be, he may have controlled his senses, his mind, but he is not a Gaura Bhakta. What is the bad? That's it. It is not explained in detail. One may be a tattva veta, knows all tattva, cross tattva he knows, but he is not a Gaura Bhakta. He has no value at all. Chaitanya Priyajana Padanakhat Jyoti, who is a dear devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the glory, the effulgence coming out from the toenail of that person, dear devotee of Chaitanya, the effulgence coming out from the toenail of Chaitanya Priyajana, you understand? Such great renunciates, such great controllers of senses and mind, and tattva-darshi, crores of tattva-darshi persons cannot be compared with their devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is that. So what is the real? Who is real famous and what is real fame? Sri Ramananda quoted all this and said that one who is famous as Krishna Bhakta, dear devotee of Krishna, now Lord developed under devotion to Krishna, is his fame is the topmost fame. Is immortal. Forever eternal fame he achieves. In material world, many famous persons are there. Their names are recorded in history. 7 wonderful acts are there, wonderful, in the world. Sapta Asarja. Isn't it? What are they? Don't know.
Seven wonders of the world.
7 wonders. Seven wonders of the world, yes.
Niagara Falls?
Yes. Taj Mahal. One of them, Taj Mahal, Shah Jahan, Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan built Taj Mahal. Have you seen, visited in Agra? Go! In Agra. Wonderful. That is one of the 7 wonders, you see. He spent crores of rupees and built for his beloved wife. You understand? This Taj Mahal. So, one of the 7 wonders. And floating city that floats on the water in south of Italy,
What is that?
Huh? Venice. Venice. Yes, that's one of the seven wonders. So, man has made, but what's out of this fame? It's a temporary, because the material fame, everything temporary in this material world, adyanta vanta, huh? All arguments are temporary, just beginning and end. One day it will destroy it. But who owns the fame that will never be destroyed? Eternal fame. It may be sung here in this material world for few days, few years. But in the course of time everything is being destroyed and that will be destroyed. You understand? But one wants the fame as a devotee of Krishna, dear devotee of Krishna, do you understand? His fame, his glory is sung in the spiritual world, is eternal fame. It cannot be destroyed by complete annihilation, pralaya also. But all material fame will be destroyed. It's all temporary. But one wants fame as a Krishna bhakta, another devotee of Krishna, dear devotee of Krishna, pure devotee of Krishna. What fame he earned is eternal fame. It cannot be destroyed even with, what to say, annihilation, mahapralaya, complete annihilation. Complete annihilation of the material cosmic manifestation, you see, because his fame, his glory is sung in the spiritual world there. Yes, such a famous person. He is a putra, a son, who is a Krishna bhakta, is a real putra, he is not mutra, he is not urine. But a son, is not a devotee, non-devotee, then he is not putra, he is mutra, he is urine. Well, urine and son come out from the same source, his genitals. Ravan is here compared to urine. No better than urine. Ravan is compared to urine because he was the cause of disturbances to three worlds. That's the ocean person who had wanted him, killed by Lord Ramchandra. You understand? So, here, so when he constructed the Lord Ramchandra, therefore, ocean person, if I request Lord Ramchandra, Lord can do any wonderful work, wonderful activity. You understand? Without constructing a bridge, he may go, may cross, isn't it? When he was a Brahman incarnation, dwarf incarnation, so this tiny feet, but expanded is so huge. That one feet, with one foot he covered the whole land space in the globe. What wonderful, activity it is. And with one foot he covered the whole space, occupied everything. Bali had acquired in three worlds with 2 feet. Then Bali had no place to give for third foot. Then Brahman, dwarf, very tiny feet, one wonderful activity. This is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is omnipotent and he can do any wonderful work. Cannot be done by any common man. Thereby he'll prove himself as Bhagavan. The fellow is prove himself as Bhagavan. So Prabhupada says, nowadays it has become fashionable to create some artificial god who performs non-common activities. A little magic will bewilder a foolish person into selecting an artificial god because he doesn't understand how powerful God is. Lord Ramchandra ever constructed a bridge over the water with stone by making the stone float. Floating bridge, Stone is floating. The stone floats, You understand? Heavy. You understand? But, you say, Krishna Samya Hoite Hoi Bodo Bhokta Podo. Krishna Samya Hoite Hoi Bodo Bhokta Podo. nobody will be equal to Krishna, he is supreme. Matta parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. And there is nobody superior to me, O Arjuna. He is supreme, Parameshwara, supreme in all respect. Nobody will equal, asamardha tattva, nobody will equal, nobody will be superior to him. But one who becomes his dear devotee, Krishna makes him greater than he. Bhakta pada, you understand? Bhakta. So dear devotee of Lord Ramchandra is Hanumanji. So Lord Ram had to construct the bridge to go to Lanka. But when Hanuman went, first Hanuman went, you understand? Hanuman was sent to trace out where is Sita. Hanuman went. How he went? How he crossed the ocean? Only chanting Ram, name of the Lord. You understand? He chanted and crossed. So who is greater? Lord or his devotee? Lord Ram had to construct the bridge over the ocean. But Hanuman just jumped, one jump, uttering name of Ram, jumped over. Just jumped over the vast ocean and entered Lanka. You understand? He didn't require a bridge. Hanuman didn't require. But here, the ocean personified requests Lord Ram to do this wonderful act, thereby all great widows in future, he says, upon seeing this wonderful and common deed of your lordship, all the great heroes and kings in future will glorify you. Still glorify it. Yes. They will come there, see wonderful, they will all glorify you. So that is for your glory, you may do it. So he did it. The monkeys are bringing big, big mountains, you see, big blocks of stone. You understand? Hanuman is bringing big, big mountains. You understand? And he's writing the name of Ram, Ram, Ram. In each piece of stone, he writes the name Ram, then it's put into the water, then it floats. You follow? Hanuman writes the name of Ram, 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 Ram. And monk is bringing such heavy block of stones, and Hanuman makes big, big mountains. Lord, name of Lord Ram is written, then it floats. And the water. So of the Nama and Nami, between Nama and Nami, they follow me. Name of the Lord and name. Who is greater? Abhinnatva Nama Nami, no? There is no difference between Nama and Nami. There is no difference between the name of the Lord and the Lord Himself. Still, name of the Lord is more merciful than Lord. You follow? That is there. More merciful. The Hanuman only uttered name of Ram and one jump crossed. They all was big ocean. Lord Ram had to construct a bridge. You follow? This wonderful act. So if you become dear devotee of the Lord, you Jagdish, then Lord will make you greater than you. Yes. If we ask this question, who is great? Who is greater? Lord or his devotee? The answer is his dear devotee. Krishna samya hoita hoy bada bhakta pada. You follow? Krishna samya hoita hoy bada bhakta pada. Tahate bahu shastra praman. Is not mere saying. Shastric evidences are there. Shastric evidences are there. You follow? Shastra evidences are there. Krishna samya hoita hoy bada bhakta pada. Bada bhakta pada. Nobody will be equal to Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. But if someone becomes his dear devotee, Krishna makes him greater than he. Greater than he. Krishna samata haite bada bhakta pada. Atma haite Krishna bhakta hoy premas pada. So isn't that wonderful? Yes. Yes. Find out.
The position of being a devotee is higher than that of equality with Lord Krishna.
Mm.
For the devotees are dearer to Lord Krishna than his own self.
Yes. Devotees are much dearer to Krishna than his own self, own soul. So, atma hoite Krishna bhakte bodhokari mane, yahate bahuto shastra vachana pramane.
Lord Krishna considers his devotees greater than himself. In this connection, the scriptures provide an abundance of evidence.
Shastric evidence. Na tatha me priyatama atma jonir na sankaraha. Na ta sankarsana na sri naiva atma tatha bhavan. 11th canto, it says to Uddhava. Yes.
O Uddhava, neither Brahma, nor Shankar, nor Sankarshan, nor Lakshmi, nor even my own self is as dear to me as you.
As you? Who is greater? Devotee is greater than the Lord. So, Supreme Lord Krishna accepts Bhakta Bhav, the sentiment of a Bhakta, mood of a Bhakta, to release his own beauty, because he can release his own beauty. Bhakta releases. Bhakta sami no hi taru madhurya swadhana Krishna sami no hi taru madhurya swadhana Bhakto bhavi kare taru madhurya charvana Bhakto bhavi paritaro madhurya charvano Sastre ro siddhanto yehi vigyaranu bhavo Sastre ro siddhanto yehi vigyaranu bhavo Mudha loko nahi jani bhavira vaibhava. You find? Krishna samme nahi tar madhurya swadana bhakta bhave kare tar madhurya charvana. Krishna cannot release his own beauty. You understand? If he remains as Krishna. So Krishna therefore accepts the sentiment and mood of a devotee to release his own beauty.
Krishna
Sangha Naivana. Madhurya Swadana. Bhakta Bhave Karitara Madhurya Sarvana. Yes.
The sweetness of Lord Krishna is not to be tasted by those who consider themselves equal to Krishna. It is tasted only to the sentiment of servitude.
Of a devotee. You understand? Devotee is greater. Sastra Siddhanta Ibhijnara Nubhava Mudha Loka Nahi Jane Bhaver Vaibhava.
This conclusion of the revealed scriptures is also the realization of experienced devotees.
Yes.
Fools and rascals, however, cannot understand the opulences of devotional emotions.
Cannot understand the opulence of devotional emotions. Fools, rascals, but a devotee gets is greater than the Lord. You become greater. Jagdish. You are dear devotee of Krishna. Krishna will make you greater. Yes. Bhakto bhavo angi kori malaram lakhana Bhakto angi kori Adhito nityananda seso to sankara sana Adhito nityananda Sesa Sankarsan Krishna ro madhurya rasa Nruta kari pano Krishna ro Sei sukhe mata kichu Nahi jane ano Sei sukhe mata kichu Nahi jane ano Yes.
Baladeva, Lakshman, Advaita Acharya, Lord Nityananda, Lord Sesha, and Lord Sankarshan taste the nectarian mellows of the transcendental bliss of Lord Krishna by recognizing themselves as being his devotees and servants. They are all mad at that happiness, and they know nothing else.
So, sentiment of devotee, there it is. Balaram Lakhana Dita Nityananda Sesa Sangharsana. No, except he is a devotee, there it is. Krishna Madhujara Samrita, the nectarian, sweet mellow, the Krishna's sweetness. They are intoxicated with it. They don't know anything but it. Bhakta Bhava Angi Kari Hailava Tirna Bhakta Bhava Angi Kari. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Rupe Sarva Bhave Purna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Rupe Sarva Bhave Purna. So,
therefore, Lord Krishna accepted the position of a devotee and descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya, who is complete in every respect.
So, therefore, Krishna himself appeared, accepting the mood sentiment of a devotee. Because devotee is greater than the Lord. Krishna madhurjero eko adbhuta svabhava. Krishna madhurjero eko adbhuta svabhava. Apana svadite Krishna Ori bhakto bhavo, apna swadhiti Krishna. Ori bhakto bhavo. Found Krishna madhurjare kadbhuta swabha, apna swadhiti Krishna kare. This is the wonderful nature of sweetness of Krishna. What is that? Apna swadhiti Krishna kare. In order to release himself, Krishna accepts sentiment of a devotee. You understand? That is what. So devotee is greater than the Lord. So one who is famous as a devotee of Krishna is the most famous person. He wants, eternal fame, immortal fame. Even that fame will never be destroyed during the complete annihilation. So, that is the utmost faith. If son, who is a Krishna bhakta, the devotee of Krishna, is a real son, who brings all glory, such immortal glory, to his father, mother, to his family, to his birthplace, land, the portion of the world where he resides, where he goes, brings the glory. He is really putra, otherwise it will become mutra, urine. The Ravana, the son of Vishravarushi, very powerful, who had conquered 3 worlds, still is compared to mutra, urine. Not putra. You understand? Who is real putra? Who is real? He is a dear devotee of Krishna. Thank you. Loving man, you understand? They climb up to the shoulder of and Krishna.
If you love him, then it doesn't matter.
That's not love, it's loving. Relationship is there. It's like his own limb, his own leg touching his own body. So they are so great that they climb up to the shoulder of the Lord, Supreme Lord. Yes, Krishna never feels, you understand? Similarly, Suddha Bhava, this is Suddha Bhava, Suddha Sakhya Bhava, pure friendship, the loving sentiment, you understand? Similarly, Mother Jasodas, motherly sentiment, pure love. Shuddha Bhava Brajeshwari Kare. Who can bind up Krishna, Supreme Personality of God? Even Mother Yashoda bound, because such loving sentiment, Vatsalya Rasa. And she bound Krishna with the rope of love, it's not ordinary rope. So Krishna, though almighty, cannot break that tie. You understand? Sadā muktopi padasmi bhaktena snarajjubhi. Hari Bhakti Siddhodaya, Lord's own statements. Though I am supremely free, supremely and eternally free, but I am bound up with the rope of love of my devotee. And that bondage is so tight and strong, I have no strength to untie it, to break it, though I am almighty. You understand? What is that? Understand? Jagadish develops such love for such devotee, premi bhakta. Then you are able to bind Krishna. Get, catch him, bind him. Jagadish, catch him and bind him. Can you?
With your help, I will.
Go now.
He said, Krishna, you think you're so strong?
Yeah.
He said, you're not very strong. He said, you think that you killed Putana, but she just died anyway. And you didn't kill Trinavarta. And he said, you think that you held up Govardhan Hill, but I was there. He said, we saw that the cowherd men, was their sticks.
Sticks.
That was holding.
Yeah, they say, Krishna, are you great? Greater than us? No, tumi ami saman, you and I, we are equal. We are equal. Tumi kena bada. Are you greater than us? Kavar boys, Krishna, are you greater than us? No, tumi ami saman, you and we are equal. We climb up your shoulder. Such loving, beings, pure love, sakya rasa, Jagadish. Who deals in such a way with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and devotee? That story I was telling, that boy, his father went out, he loved her food, your mother will cook, food come, Krishna will eat, And he put it. Krishna, you eat. waited, looking. Krishna is not eating. You're not eating? If you want to eat, I'll fast. I'll not eat. Then Krishna ate everything. Pure heart. This is only pure heart, purity. Simplicity. Simple child, simple. No crookedness in the heart. Then simplicity is Vaishnavism. A simple child. Child is so simple. You understand? Heart is pure. No contamination is there. Simple. Krishna, you eat. If you want to eat, I won't eat. I'll fast. Krishna ate. He is so pleased with the simplicity of his devotion. Nothing required. Only the purity of her heart. Loving devotion in the heart is required. Nothing else. Nothing else. Jagadish. Krishna wanted. Nibhala. He ate everything for 2 days. They couldn't get anything to eat. His mother and son. Father came back. What happened? For 2 days we have been fasting. What? What happened? Why? The Krishna ate everything. What is that? Krishna ate everything. Oh yes, you said the son will offer and Krishna ate. No, rats are there. Rats are there, they might be eating. Let me see. You offered 2 days, let me see. So father hid himself inside the temple deity room and boy offered, but Krishna is not eating. Why Krishna you are not eating today? He's talking with him. Your father is there. he has no such purity. Your father has no such purity, his heart is not simple, his crookedness is there. You see? How is it? This is Vaishnavism. Simplicity is Vaishnavism.
As you were saying last night, that the only way someone can enter into Goloka Vrindavan is with prem.
Yes.
So how is it that someone goes to Vaikuntha? Is the qualification
Vaikuntha, no prem is required. Vaikuntha, Aishwarya.
So what is it? Is it least Nishta that's required, the platform?
Aishwarya.
Or reverence.
In terms of opulence.
But they should be least...
Yes. It's Aishwarya Pradhan. Without prem, nobody can enter into Goloka Vrindavan. Preme Krishna Bhasa Hoy. Krishna is submitted to the pure love. Preme. Preme. Pure love. You understand? Yes. Without love, prema, nobody can approach Krishna. Nobody can approach. It's Krishna prema. That prema he gives, then he comes as Mahaprabhu. Through chanting holy name. And that is what Mahaprabhu.
Stages of bhakti that Rupa Goswami gives, from a doshraddha to prema, do any of those stages correspond with qualification for entry into Vaikuntha?
Vaikuntha? Vaikuntha, Mishra Bhakti.
Mishra Bhakti.
Bhakti, mixed.
So the verse isn't
even... Aishwarya, mixed with knowledge and opulence. Jnana Aishwarya. Mishra Bhakti Baba, not pure. Pure Bhakti. No mixture of Jnana Aishwarya. Only Bhakti. Even in Dwaraka it is not found. Mathura and Dwaraka. It is mixed. Mixed Bhakti. Jnana Aishwarya. You see? Suddha, Rati, Prema. The gopis, you understand? The Rukmini, Satyabhama, more than 16,000 wives, dear wives, Krishna has in Dwaraka. But they didn't give the dust from their feet. Narada approached. Krishna manifested Jvara Lila, shivering with high fever. What medicine? None of this medicine is available here. One medicine is there, O Narada. What medicine? If approach one of my devotees, you can give dust from his feet, I'll smear, then my fever will go. Then Narada thought, oh yes, 16,000 more than 16,000 wives are here. Krishna's wives are very dear. Why? Won't they give? Don't they want that husband to be cured? Narada approached, they didn't give. Narada, what else will you give? Dust will go to hell. Don't want to go to hell, suffer. They want their own happiness. They don't want Krishna's happiness. Let her husband be cured. And let us, this reason, if you require to go to hell, let us go to hell, suffer there, and her husband be happy. They don't want. So what devotion is mixed? Mixed with Jnana Aishwarya. You understand? When it's mixed with Jnana Aishwarya, Priti Sankuchita. The love is shrunken. Priti Sankuchita.
Is it a very common thing for someone like Gopal Kumar, was in Vaikuntha at one time, but he wasn't satisfied, so he went to Dwarka and so many places, and finally Vrindavan. Is that a very common thing for someone to leave Vaikuntha to go to Goloka?
That is the highest thing. It's pure love only. No mixture, unmixed bhakti, pure love, pure prema. You understand? No mixed jnana aishwarya. Jnana aishwarya mixed, priti sankuchita. The love is shrunken. Out of joke once Krishna told Rukmini, chief queen, Rukmini, why did you accept me as husband? You committed wrong. Your father and brother had invited Sisupala as king. Why didn't you accept him? Why didn't you accept me? Choose me. You committed wrong. I am a cowherd boy. Wandering in the jungle of Vrindavan. I have nothing. Who are you? Choose. You made a wrong choice. Rukmini. Now time is there. If you want, you may go. Because out of joke, he says. Hearing this, Rukmini became frightened. Why? Why Krishna is saying that? Will he leave me? She became frightened. You see? They hesitated to give the dust, you see? But gopis, they didn't hesitate. Immediately said, Narada, how many sacks have you brought? They made competition among themselves. Say, Narada, hey, take from me. Narada, take from me. Narada, take from me. They made competition. How many sacks have you brought? Huh? Take and ask, let Krishna be cured of fever, let him be happy, let us go to hell and suffer forever. Let Krishna, what is love? Huh? What is love? This is love. Gopi, therefore Brahma says, 60,000 years I underwent severe street and pain, and still, up till now, I couldn't understand the glory of the dust of the feet of the gopis. Even what to speak of me, even Shiva, Sesa, Sankarsana, Sri, they couldn't. What is that? The dust from the feet of gopis. Gopijana mama, oh dear, dear. Therefore Uddhava wanted the dust from the gopis. Huh? That is my life. My life is useless. No value to my life. If I can get some dust from their feet, my life will be successful. If I beg, they won't give me. The gopis won't give me. So this life, it is not possible to get such dust and make my life successful. There was such love as gopis have developed. So next life may be possible if I take bath as a blade of grass or medicinal herb or some creeper here in jungle of Vrindavan, may be possible. By chance when they were wandering in search of Krishna, feeling acute pang of separation of Krishna, they were mad. By chance their feet may touch me, so I get some dust. Asamaho charana renu asamaho sam. Vrindavan ekumati gunmala prasadina jadastirja sodana arja patanchaitva bhejar mukunda patavikudhimi. What they have not done, to do the bhajana of Mukunda, which is very difficult to break the family tie, they broke. Very difficult. Then transgress the Vedic etiquette. They transgress, kicked. Dead of night. They left home. Very difficult. Very strong tie, they broke it. Went to jungle of Vrindavan. So small. Krishna, I have nothing, zero. What am I? Unless I get some dust, my life will not be successful at all. Uddhava says, dear devotee, Krishna praised him. Natathami Priyatama, Uddhava, you are so dear. Brahma is not dear. Shankara is not dear. Sankarsana is not dear. Lakshmi is not dear. Even myself, my soul, myself is not so dear. You are dear. That Uddhava seeks the dust. Feet of the gopis. So,
you are
Prabhupada Maharaj.